It's Mark Levin, and you're listening to Pete Mundo on 710 KCMO and 103.7 FM.
Well, Father's Day right around the corner, of course. 2 days from now, Joe Cordell joining us, founder and principal of Cordell and Cordell, a largest divorce law firm in the world, of course, offices in Kansas City. And they primarily represent men in these situations. And that's why I want to bring in Joe to talk about, you know, the importance of, if you do go through a divorce, staying in your kid's life. So we say good morning to Joe. And Joe, when you do, you know, all these cases and you go through these situations, how difficult is it for the father to stay in the lives for some of these kids?
Well, it is very difficult. And, of course, thankfully, it's not true for every divorce. But I'm sure that there are listeners out there who know in a very direct way the effect that divorce has had in terms of the role of the dad's life. Much of it has to do with some of the, you know, this maelstrom of emotion that associates or accompanies divorce. And often there are people, not just mom, it could be mom's family. In some cases, it's the system that is less respectful of dad's importance. But in any case, there are all these potential culprits that stand in the way between a child coming to know dad or continue to be involved with dad in the aftermath of divorce.
And Joe, what's something that you recommend to your clients about, you know, how to best remain while, you know, the relationship with their former spouse may be fractured to the core? How do you best keep that relationship with the kids so that the children do have a father in their lives?
Well, I think one of the most important things is persistence. Often dads in the aftermath of a divorce, you know, they don't have money, and part it's because of money that they might be paying mom if dad doesn't have primary custody. And if that's the case, then it's difficult for dads to afford to keep pushing. And sometimes dads just give up. I mean, they become exhausted emotionally, financially. Sometimes steps have been taken intentionally or unintentionally by mom to where the child may, during some period of time, show a lack of interest in access or visitation with dad. That's what is so insidious about alienation, is alienation can be very, very subtle. And so dads sometimes just reach a point in the road where they throw up their hands, and maybe they've come to a point where they've remarried, and so it's threatening this second marriage. You know, there are all these effects that ramify throughout people's lives after divorce, and it's the children, it's the parents. Dads are more vulnerable, arguably, than moms. Thankfully, I can report, Pete, that we see more and more of our clients getting primary custody, and in many cases, maybe the goal is to have a truly shared parenting arrangement, which I think is more often than not what is best for the child. And we're seeing judges more and more consider that as a viable option.
Joe Cordell, a founder of Cordell & Cordell, one of the largest divorce law firms in the world. So, Joe, with this topic in particular, why do you think it is we've seen such a rise in divorces in this country over the past generation?
Boy, that's a complicated question, Pete. You know, there have been a lot of forces at work. Some of it cultural. I think, unfortunately, what started out as a very good cause, which was to give women an equal right in the marketplace to feel that they're not captured by marriage, all of those motives were good at one time. 60s and 70s, there was a series of legislation passed, all of which had some good effects in the fact that women should have equal rights, but unfortunately it resulted in these institutions having a bias in many places, especially the family, where it worked against the continuing role of dad in the family. It even worked against the family to some extent. It didn't have to. Certainly, I mean, certainly the equal rights movement should have happened, but it should have happened, in my opinion, in a way that did not undermine dads' roles and families.
Joe Cordell joining us. And Joe, as we turn the page to Father's Day here in just a couple of days, what are a couple of pieces of advice you have for dads who might be recently divorced or going through a divorce, and how to best handle that with their either ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, and the kids?
Oh, boy. I could name several things on that list. One that, and these are kind of as they come to mind. Mm-hmm. One is to tell dads to kind of do what may seem heroic or even to them impossible, and that is to try to ignore the emotions that are going on between him and mom, and to keep coming back and trying to exercise his right to try to maintain a positive relationship, perhaps in the face of provocations, perhaps in the face of obstacles that might be placed in his path. But it's the dad who is persistent, who keeps coming back, who has a determination to spend his time with his children in the face of everything that whatever challenges he might face. Those are the dads that, when those children get older, count on the wisdom of those children to at some point look back and recognize how wonderful dad is. Though at that moment, sometimes it's not as clear that the kids see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think those dads are rewarded who are persistent. And thankfully, dads by their nature are persistent.
He's Joe Cordell, Cordell and Cordell. Joe, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.